This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We spent some time over the holiday shopping season with three small business owners, getting a sense of how the most important days of the retail year were going for them. A short, if admittedly unscientific survey from an economy gone by, actually. We've been wondering how they're doing now, those folks, especially since for one of them in the chocolate business, another key holiday, Easter, is upon us. So here you go.
My name is Kristen Tallheimer Bingham. I am co-owner of Dean Sweets in Portland, Maine. The coronavirus has hit our business, so we're down 75% as a guess. In order to keep our staff working, we have taken a few steps, one of which was to reduce the hours so that we could still continue to provide some hours. The other thing that we're doing as we approach Easter, we were already in production for these little chocolate bunnies, and we just decided we would ask our staff just to keep making them, make as many as they possibly can so that we can do two things. Donate the bunnies to nonprofits that we've been working with over the years. And the second thing it does is it allows us to keep our employees working. It's given us meaning in our work. And it's given our employees a reason to keep working. Giving away these bunnies is just a tiny little thing. We realize that, but it is what we can do to be a part of, you know, investing in our future as a business, to invest in our staff, to invest in our community. So we're really happy about that.
That was Kristen Tallheimer Bingham, co-proprietor of Dean's Sweets in Portland, Maine. Tell us, would you, how the coronavirus has changed things for you? You can do that at marketplace.org.